We'll power our way to the December 14th, 2012 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. Carol Perry, WB2MGP's Youth Forum, presents many facets of amateur radio under 18 years old. Last week you heard from 17-year-old Nick O'Dell, KD0OCR, Edge of Space Sciences EOSS, from BARC Juniors, talking about building payloads for balloons. This week we'll hear from the YL perspective from 12-year-old Caitlin Cole, KS3P, talking about girl power and Elmering. She's introduced here by forum moderator Carol Perry, WB2MGP.
Caitlin Cole, KS3P, is 12 years old and an extra class, and she's going to be speaking about girl power and Elmering, and my only correction is, and Elmiring, too. And this was the Young Ham of the Year in 2011, and she serves as a volunteer at the ARRL booth as well. And another one of our outstanding young hams that we want to present to you. Caitlin?
All right. Hi, my name's Caitlin, KS3P, and my presentation is on Amateur Radio, Youth and YL's No Limits. A little bit about me. In 2009, I was the Alabama Outstanding Youth Ham. And then in 2011, I was selected for the Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year. And I was first licensed at 8 years old as KJ4GPG. And when I was 9, I got my extra class. And I'm a 6th grade student at Sporkman Middle School. I'm an A honor roll student. I play flute in the middle school band. I also play piano, and I'm beginning to play the mountain dulcimer. I enjoy reading and building amateur radio kits. All right, what does the average youth of today think when they hear the term ham radio? Amateur radio is thought to be old-fashioned and not relevant. And then what communication technology does the average youth of today think is cool? Smartphones and tablet computers. Amateur radio isn't really well known to most youth, and we hams have a responsibility to change this perception. Amateur radio needs better marketing because amateur radio is a great hobby. Amateur radio is educational, it's parent and teacher approved, and amateur radio offers practical applications of what you learn in school, and it's also a lot of fun. Amateur radio is an answer to a weakness in education because it assists with several subjects. There's geography. Where else can you at any moment speak to another person around the world with no wires and no access fees? It's a lot of fun making a radio contact and looking up the other operator's location and researching on the internet. There's also science. Practical science is at your fingertips, whether your interests include electronics, antennas, computers, space, or meteorology. Then there's also math. Math is everywhere in amateur radio, whether you're calculating Ohm's law, measuring an antenna, or calculating how much allowance you have left to buy goodies at a ham fest. Math is an essential skill for an amateur radio operator. Then there's speaking skills. Public speaking is another skill that amateur radio can assist with. Because until I became a ham radio operator at 8 years old, my fellow students was really the extent of my speaking, and over time I've become more comfortable speaking in front of groups. And there's also electronic skills. A youth ham can have the joy of building an electronic kit and making contact with a piece of equipment that was built by your own hands, and this can be a radio transceiver, an antenna, or a CW oscillator. Amateur radio is fun. It also has a strong public service element. And then the fun aspect is what first gets most used in the amateur radio. And then some of the fun aspect is making radio contacts via many different modes, contesting ARRL field day, building radio equipment, and working special events. And then the fun aspect is what got me in the amateur radio. Amateur radio is a public service. Youth can and should participate. Because on April 27th, 2011, it was a day that many tornadoes hit the southeast United States in my local area, Madison County, Alabama. And this was a very scary day with just severe devastation. And then you never know when having your amateur radio lesson can help your community. My home QTH of Harvest, Alabama was in the path of the tornadoes. The power was already out when my mom brought me home from school, and I didn't know it, but some tornadoes had already touched down earlier in the day. And our weather radios on in the HT was tuned to the Skywarn net, and this was our only information as we had to take cover multiple times. So then taking cover was relative. Our home doesn't have a basement, so we all put on jackets, donned motorcycle helmets, and took shelter in my bathroom and hoped for the best. Tight squeeze in the tiny bathroom, also with the dog. And then at one time we heard on the HT that debris was falling from the sky, and my dad, NX3P, found a piece of stationery from a college in Phil Campbell, Alabama, which was devastated by the tornadoes. And then my dad also saw a piece of corrugated roofing material fall into a neighbor's roof. Luckily, our home was spared, but unfortunately, many of our neighbors weren't spared, and they lost everything. On here is the debris that fell out of the sky. On the left is the corrugated tin that fell into our neighbor's yard. And then on the right is the piece of stationery that came from a college in Phil Campbell. All right, on this slide, it's showing that Point A, which is Phil Campbell, Alabama, is nearly 70 miles southwest from Point B, which is Harvest, Alabama, which is where I live. So that was quite a distance for that paper to travel. And this is one devastated neighborhood in Harvest, Alabama. And it's amazing that anyone survived the direct path of these powerful tornadoes.
You're listening to a talk by 12-year-old Caitlin Cole, KS3P, given during the 2012 Dayton Hamvention Youth Forum. Caitlin will resume her talk about girl power and Elmering in a moment. This is the Rain Report, where we're searching for a webmaster. For details, please contact RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, to Hap, one P, not two, hap@therainreport.com.
What's it like to live in an area that experienced heavy tornado damage? No electricity because many TVA transmission towers were destroyed. There was no home telephone service. There was no internet. So, no Facebook. Cell phone service was spotty as many towers became inoperable as batteries became depleted. Then the remaining circuits were clogged. And then the texting was some more reliable for communication, but many messages were delayed. And then stores were closed due to lack of electricity. So we had to go to Tennessee to buy groceries and gas. And our county declared a dusk-to-dawn curfew after some looting took place, and this meant that you could be arrested if you were out and about after dark. And then there's also not knowing if some of your friends and fellow students are okay. What communications continue to work? Amateur Radio Youth in Recovery. Young hams gained variable communication skills during the emergency. Having young hams operating net control also allowed more experienced hams to work in the field where youth weren't allowed due to age. And on these articles on here, it shows on the left, it's Sabrina, KJ4YAJ, and myself operating net control after the tornadoes. And on the right is Nick, N1CKC, operating net control during the tornadoes. All right, note to adult hams, don't discourage youth hams by dismissing them from participating in emergencies due to age, because youth hams today will be the future of amateur radio tomorrow. And youth hams should be encouraged by their Elmers, as this experience will grow them into even better operators. And then you really need to be patient, as the youth ham will have many questions. There are many opportunities abound for the hardworking amateur radio youth. And then one of the neat things about being in the ranks of amateur radio youth is that you're exposed to so many talented individuals who will mentor you on where your passions take you. Are you interested in building an electronic kit, but you don't know which end of the soldering iron to hold? Go on over to the AWRO Project Building Booth or the QRP Amateur Radio Club International Build-A-Thon. You'll be assisted by seasoned builders to help you through the process. Are you interested in being a top-notch contester? If so, there is a Youth Contest University. If you ever wanted to be the DX, then the Youth DX Adventure might be for you. Are you interested in speaking in front of groups? Many HamFests have a forum schedule that you can apply to speak on a wide range of amateur radio topics. Would you prefer to write an article? Amateur radio magazines such as CQ and QSD have youth columns. Don't forget your local amateur radio club, because many clubs are always looking for articles of interest to club members. Are you interested in attracting other youth to amateur radio? The AWRO has youth assistant section manager positions in many states. If your state does not have one, then maybe you can pursue this with your AWRO section manager. If you're a college band amateur radio operator, then there are scholarships available, and below are a couple of websites that'll help get you started. Are you an adult and know of a deserving youth amateur radio operator? There are scholarships available to recognize outstanding young hams. Amateur Radio Newsline, along with CQ Magazine, is one group that supports youth hams. Many states also have their own award for outstanding youth in amateur radio. Are you a young ham wanting to attract other youth? Get involved with setting up a youth lounge at your local Hamfest. And many of these offer radio direction funding activities, introduction to Morse code, learning the phonetic alphabet, or even building a simple electronic kit. One great opportunity for the youth ham is the Youth DX Adventure. And what that is 6 youth hams and a relative go down to Costa Rica, and they'll get to operate from a contest station, and they'll have the chance to be the DX that a lot of adult hams would love, and they'll have the experience of a lifetime and learn about a foreign culture. Amateur radio is cool. Elmers and young hams need to get the word out. Elmers need to make themselves available to the potential youth ham. The work is not done once the license is earned, and the license is just the passport, and then the real growth starts afterwards. As a YL, make an extra effort to bring in more YLs, and clubs need to do more to encourage youth and make youth ham development part of your club's mission. And then to bring in more youth, you can reach out to schools and scout groups and set up special event stations to invite youth to make a contact. I'd like to thank the audience for coming and listening to our presentations and for the many individuals who have helped support me in my amateur radio endeavors. And then a special thank you to Carol Perry, WB2MGP, for her hard work coordinating the Dayton Hamvention Youth Forum, and my parents, Amy and Stan Cole, NX3P, who helped make this presentation possible.
That was 12-year-old Caitlin Cole, KS3P, talking about girl power and Elmering during the Youth Forum at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2012 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you Very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.